yourself. I'm not going to do it, but I'm kind of challenging. I'm not going to do a scene by myself. Fool. Yeah,
a true actor and a true artist would be able to do it.
Someone to miss. You don't even know. I can't even
no,
get it.
No, I don't know it.
Dude, keep going.
No, people will understand. People are texting me about how great a movie this is.
It is a great movie, John. I'll just do the part where he's the happiest. You how about how, that?
Hey, I'm just sitting back in the...
To be loved! To be loved! Oh, what a feeling! He's singing that through the streets of, like, Harlem.
Okay, he's looking for his woman?
Yeah, he found her.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
You just put that one down for soundbite, future soundbite.
No, don't use
You got
it.
The part, dude. You got the part.
Because I'm not sure I was on key.
You were actually just auditioning for a role in the film. We've been in touch with Craig Brewer.
I so much wish I could be in it. Craig Brewer, if you're listening.
This is...
I'm make me... I mean, come on.
Oh, dude. Can dude, we get you
I'll be
in
a
the
garbage man
extra?
In it. I don't need any lines.
Problem,
I'll be a garbage man.
Well,
first of all,
throw John into the trash.
You've already won an Oscar? You've already won an Oscar, so you don't shortchange yourself here. We got a little leverage.
I didn't win the Oscar. Yes, I was in an Oscar-winning documentary.
Were you or were you not the first face in the film?
Yes.
That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Thank you.
And you got legitimate... You weren't, like, in the background, like, jotting down notes to practice.
But they just said journalist. It didn't say where I was.
That's okay. That doesn't matter. Things change. Your job changed since then, so that's fine. That actually applies.
Let's get the show in the movie.
You deserve to be an extra in this movie.
Thanks, Bennett.
Yeah, you do.
The problem is they're probably going to be filming in L.A. So
yeah, I know. It's not like this thing's got to...
Take a hiatus.
Brewer's going to bring it back here. No.
Well, you might be in the Brian Banks movie. That's cool. Remember that? We had Brian Banks.
Yeah, not guilty. Yeah, he was in there for too long.
Yeah, you might.
Wrongly.
You can be in that movie. So is this kind of like, Cheaper by the Dozen?
It's big.
For me, you know, like Cheaper by the Dozen was really a movie that had a profound impact on my life. Is that kind of what...
Cheaper by the Dozen. What was that? What?
You know, Steve Martin.
What?
I mean, amazing film. Family values.
Don't even put those in the same sentence.
Family values you learn in that movie. Are you denying that?
Yes. I'm not sure that I've watched that all the way through, but looking by the way that Bennett's looking right now, I know that I'm right, that that's a mess, what you just brought up in here.
Dude, Cheaper by the Dozen? Great Christmas film.
It's a bunch of him and a bunch of kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude.
I saw that mess movie.
It's not?
Oh.
I thought it was, there was a Christmas scene in there.
Okay.
Like, it's something you can't watch at Christmas. You learn a lot. You learn about how you share with your brothers and sisters and, you know, you make things work despite all the odds being against you. You're
blowing this.
Crazy family. What a movie. So it sounds like that's kind of what Coming to America is for you. Cheaper by the Dozen for me.
Steve Martin, Eddie Murphy.
What?
See that?
What?
That's what we're talking about here.
The scale. No.
Scales you can't know.
That is a little
Don't even try it, Bennett.
That is a little
Don't even try it. When I throw in all the, you know, the donkey and everything else, it doesn't compare. The careers don't compare. Now, Eddie may not have been funny when you wanted him to be, right? Exactly when. And Steve's kept you laughing for all those years, and there's a great body of work there, but don't even play.
Steve, he doesn't do movies anymore.
Right, he doesn't do it. Right, the career's dead.
I have one.
So longevity.
He's a touring musician.
I have one.
What?
Yeah. He's doing a thing. He has a Netflix special, I think, right now.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just saying, careers. Come on. And they did one together. What is it, Bowfinger?
Hold on, Jason.
I like Bowfinger.
I have one word.
Yeah, everyone hated that movie.
I have one word.
What?
Norbit. End of argument.
Dude, people like...
No, they don't.
Black folks like Norbit.
No, they don't.
Oh, news break to you two guys that never got the memo. You didn't get the CC because all you do is look on Rotten Tomatoes for all your rankings.
Dude, you didn't get the word that we like Norbit.
Hold on.
How about Meet
we
Dave?
We like Norbit.
Meet Dave.
Norbit, it's Norbit, same thing. It's a Nutty Professor type thing where you're just kind of giggling at some of, you know what I'm saying? It's
Nobody.
Not some great film.
The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
The first Nutty Professor was another classic, exactly.
Yeah.
Where you've got lines from all the time. Norbit along those lines just not as good, but it had its moments. We like Norbit. Y'all just talking about Rotten Tomatoes and...
No, dude. Nobody likes Norbit. It's impossible for
anybody. Oh, there are... Black folks, please hit John on Twitter and tell him...
Don't do that.
Now, for those of you... I want to be fair, because that's what I try to do here on this show, John. For those of you that didn't like it, then you don't have to hit John. But there are black folks out there that like Norbit, John.
Dude, Norbit,
there are people.
Norbit?
There are white folks that like Norbit.
Norbit is the kind of thing we give away at our remotes. Because nobody wants it.
It's not the classic, again, that Coming to America and several other of Eddie's greats are, and Nutty Professor, again. But so you can't give it away. but it has its moments. When he's the Rasputia? Are you kidding me?
You like Norbit.
When he throws the Asian guy that Eddie plays, that character's pretty funny.
Okay.
Throws a harpoon.
All right, well.
I don't like this awkward side, this awkward
dude,
feel
I mean,
I'm getting from
Norbit,
YouTube.
That was like the beginning of his decline.
Dude, that's just a terrible.
Oh, stop.
That is one of the. I don't think this is an exaggeration. Norbit is one of the worst American films ever made.
It's another exaggeration, fool.
Ever made. Terry Crews. I mean, what an all-star cast, but it was a terrible movie. I'm sorry.
No, and the love interest in that one. She's great.
Thandi Newton.
Thank you. She's fantastic. Fantastic performance. Not nearly as bad as you're trying to make it out to be.
Anyway, it earned three golden... Eddie Murphy got three Golden Raspberry Awards as a result. Okay, that means like you don't want a Raspberry Award.
That's y'all's rating system. I already told you about it. Your twisted rating system. I told you it's got its moments. I didn't tell you it was a classic like Coming to America. I just said there's a person on this earth that likes it. Again, you put out these exaggeration, all this damn hyperbole around here.
All right, well, I'm excited to go. I got to go see the original Coming to America before I can watch the sequel, obviously. But I got time, so.
How dare you.
Hey, you did a good job, man, with that scene. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
One of the best
and funniest movies I've seen in the theater of my life, I get from a friend.
What?
Coming to America.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Norbit.
We're talking about Norbit.
Yeah, dude, we're not talking about Coming to America.
Quit trying to pivot. You're the one that's staying about Norbit.
Ain't nobody trying to pivot. This fool said no one likes it. All I need is one on Twitter. One person like Rasputia. One, send it to John and to Bennett because these fools think nobody liked it. Didn't tell you it was a classic.
This dude got a Norbit poster at the house. This man loved Norbit.
Oh, you funny. If I do, it's got the Asian character that Eddie was playing.
All right, we'll come back. Leo is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk NBA with him. Jason and Sean, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for another New Money in the New Year appointment.
I'm money.
Every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN and right now.
All right, you got another chance to win $1,000 right now. Pick up your phone and text the word JOB, J-O-B. Text JOB to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 1 o'clock keyword is JOB. Text JOB, J-O-B to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Going to have another chance coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. But right now, you have plenty of time. Text the word JOB, J-O-B, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
We started Allegiant with a simple goal, so the one person who couldn't travel could. 80 million passengers later, that goal remains the same. Save when you book flights, rental cars, and hotels together only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete one way for as low as $48. Must be purchased by February 1st, 2019 for travel between February 1st, 2019 and May 15, 2019. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's data analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems. Or our Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs at our Graduate Info Session on February 5th on the campus of Christian Brothers University in Midtown, Memphis. Register today at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
For a limited time, pick your play at Main Event. Pick all-you-can-play activities or pick unlimited arcade games. Only $19.95 all day, every day. Whatever you choose, you just can't lose at Main Event. Hurry, offer ends soon.
Sapir on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Been telling you guys this, it's 2019, time to get your business affairs in order. That includes your insurance. Maybe you've got some national insurance carrier, right, and you odds are you don't even know who your insurance agent's name is. That's no way to live. How would that person know specifically what your needs are? Probably doesn't know what your needs are and probably just giving you what he thinks, you know, he can sell you. Eric Winston won't do that. Who's Eric Winston, you might be asking? Well, he's a Memphian. He played football at Kirby High School, born and raised here. Then went on to play with D'Angelo Williams with the Tigers. He is a Tiger. We get behind Tigers. He's now got all the answers when it comes to your insurance needs. I want you to let him put together a tailor-made insurance package that's going to fit your life, home, auto, life. Maybe you even need commercial insurance. He's partnered with over 2 dozen insurance companies. What he's going to do is fight for you. Make sure those companies compete for your business. That means low rates, great coverage. Give him a call, 901-275-8173. Let him take a look at what you've got. No hassle, no pressure. Not going to do that to you at all. Just going to take a look. I'll bet you he's going to have you covered better than you are now, probably for less money than you are right now. Get him that phone number, 275-8173, or you can visit him online at winstoninsures.com. That's Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
Jason, you really are a man of the people. It amazes me every day how you do manage to speak for the majority because, unfortunately, you know, some of our listeners just haven't been exposed to, you know, the better things in life, and therefore believe that Norbit was a cinematic achievement. And
People are saying, telling you, just almost on a, they're telling you they loved it, and it's hurting you. So you're calling it controversial.
Well, let me
it looks
say
like
this.
It's a landslide.
This. Let me say this. I cannot speak for black people and what black people like. That's just not.
Have
something
we found
that I'm
any? Had a lot of black people. Yes, tell us just like I told you they would.
However, people are saying black people love Norbit. That is from Pooh Hefner. Franklin Campbell says, no black person likes Norbit.
Oh, he's trying to be funny.
Philip Scrugg says, Norbit is hilarious. Daniel says, Norbit is a classic. Kenji says, we like Norbit. Martin says, black people do like Norbit. I never said black people don't like Norbit. I said every person doesn't like Norbit. How can you like it? But apparently, there is a group out there.
So both of you clowns
Bennett,
are
you,
wrong.
Bennett, what do you
Bennett, and don't think I'm not grouping you in there with John, because you doubt it as well.
Bennett, what do you think of this?
And usually you're much better with your judgment.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I've never seen Norbit, and that's because all I've ever heard was Norbit sucks.
Yeah, who told you that? Your white buddies.
I feel like I owe it to myself to watch and judge.
So you think Norbit,
that's your black buddy telling you,
know,
go see it.
You know, the ratings and everything, the critics, like, it just... It hits you in the face, yeah. Like, don't go see this movie. It sucks.
You're going to have to understand. You're going to have to help me understand why this is such a divisive movie.
It's not divisive, fool. People just, you're wrong on this, and you're calling it controversial because you're wrong. It's not divisive at all.
We haven't had this much controversy since Friday.
I wouldn't go as far as to call it a classic. I'm not sucking up every line like I was in Coming to America, like the first Nutty Professor.
Right.
But it had its moments. And again, they're, you know, Eddie plays enough parts in this that he's showing you the range. He's being funny Eddie again. You know, that's what we all want, is we want our old Eddie back. We want our Eddie from Coming to America, and this was close to that.
I think just when Norbit came out, it was one of those things where it was like he'd already started to decline a little bit, and so it was like,
it keeps holding it over you.
Well, he's just recreating Nutty Professor, like where he dresses in the bodysuits and everything. Like, he's just trying to do that again because that was his last hit.
Yeah, there was some of that. There's a lot of it.
For sure.
And you guys blew it. You didn't pull back the curtain and see something that some people think
special. There's something special in there.
Yeah. Special with Rasputia.
What's that movie with Bernie Mac where his daughter dates Ashton Kutcher? Guess who?
God.
That is another one of your favorites?
That is random.
Yeah. Man, you picked the worst movies to, like, bring up.
No, dude. And what do you watch?
To discuss and dissect.
Guess
the
who?
Worst movie.
You didn't like Guess Who? What a
No one knows
film.
What that is.
What a beauty. You should.
Bro, I'm from an interracial marriage, and I didn't even go watch that crap.
Dude, Bernie Mac is dead.
I know. He's a great one. He's one of the great ones. But that was all. I knew as soon as I saw Ashton in that thing, commercialized crap.
You are unbelievable. I can no longer.
So I didn't go. So
we're not
see
talking
it.
Movies anymore on this
Bernie's
show.
Bernie's one of the kings. And you, when you say his name, you put some respect on it.
I did. You said his movie was crap.
Yeah, this movie was.
Don't try to attach Bernie to that, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, he had something to do with it now.
Whatever, man.
Anyway, Grizzlies
killed him too early.
What we can all agree on is that the Grizzlies have a game tonight.
Thank you. Let's get back to something we can agree on, that this team's a mess.
Well,
can we get a growl, dude?
No, they got a big win, right?
They didn't win.
And then a big loss.
Yeah, I can't give them a growl.
They got the big win last week versus San Antonio. How quickly we forget. People were in beast mode. Things were happening.
That was effing unbelievable the way they got that win, I would say.
I mean, we tend to growl on wins and, like, game days.
You don't give them a growl.
Oh, well, today is a game day. It is game day.
Welcome to the show, man. It's
Monday. Good Lord, you checked out on this team. You were the last one left.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought the Houston game was tomorrow.
The Grizzlies taking on the Rockets on the road. The Rockets are 4.5-point favorites. However,
coming off a little ill.
However, they will be without Clint Capella, and they will be without Chris Paul and Eric Gordon. So,
I mean, that helps.
If Marc Gasol can rediscover that beast mode, the Grizzlies got a chance.
Houston's a 6-point favorite, even with those guys out last I checked, and of coming off a strange 116-109 road loss at Orlando yesterday, in which, and this will be, because we can be a part of history here, John, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, in that game against Orlando, your boy James Harden had 38 points, 16th straight 30-point game. It ties Kobe Bryant for the longest streak since the merger. So he would be looking to break the streak tonight versus the Grizzlies. Do you realize in that game yesterday against Orlando, he goes 1 of 17 from three-point range, still scores 38 points. How about that? He tied an NBA record for most misses from three. Guess who had it?
Who had it?
We know him. He's a friend of the show.
The
NBA record for most misses in a game is a friend of the show that we know.
Most misses in a game.
Most three-point misses in a game.
Don't tell me it's Mike Miller.
The record is 16. It's not Mike Miller. Mike would have stopped shooting. Yep. Mike would have said it's not my name.
Who is it?
I can tell you.
Friend of the show is throwing me off.
Well, it's got to be someone that has the green light to be able to take that many shots.
Clearly. Right? We're talking about 16 misses was the NBA record that James Harden just tied.
Was it Rod?
And it's someone we know.
No, Rod wouldn't have taken that many.
You only have so many options here. I'm sure the
It's
the sharpest of J&J listeners is all over this. They're screaming it at the radio.
It's not Rod Strickland.
Nope.
No, dude.
No, he wasn't a jacker like that.
I don't know. Who is it?
Damon Stoudemire.
Damon? Hey, well, he hasn't been a friend of the show in a while.
Stop.
He hasn't come back on the show in a while.
We haven't asked him in a while. He's busy coaching Pacific, but we haven't asked him in a while.
Okay,
we'll get him on again. I'll prove to you that he's still a friend of the show. He once went 5 of 21. James was 1 of 17 yesterday. Our boy at Mighty Mouse went 5 of 21 in a game.
Yeesh.
That's the record. 16 misses from three.
Yeesh.
So tonight, Grizzlies, if you can, again, and I don't know what you can do to stop it because, again, the guy can go 1 of 17
if
from three and still score 38 points. If you can, let's not be part of James Harden breaking Kobe Bryant's record for consecutive 30-point games. Go do it.
Yeah, I mean,
if that's not a rally cry, then what is, right?
Go do it.
Go do it. This guy's going to get 30. He can get 30 with his eyes closed because how many times he goes a free throw line?
Yeah, no, it's true. this is a weird spot for the Grizz, man, because they took a tough loss to Miami over the weekend with no Hassan Whiteside. Again, that's one you should win.
I know, Tyler. That's one you should win. Again, Tyler Johnson, Adebayo's getting rebounds. It looked like it was almost a carbon copy. When Kyle Anderson went out of that game, defensively, they melted. Seriously. Like, I know you look at his stats and you say, well, you know, but we've talked to enough people both around the team and then those folks just watching it sort of from afar that have seen him as, no, that's been a good fit in terms of glue. And clearly, it affected them on the defensive end against Miami, man. I'm telling you, the moment he went out of that ankle, they helped him off. Dude, that defense went kaput, and Miami's getting whatever it wants. You know, clearly he's not the linchpin of the thing, of their defense, but clearly has an impact as well.
No, that's true. And then at the end of the game, you know, Shelvin Mack is the guy. And
oh, what was that mess?
I don't understand.
Out of that's on JB. I mean, there's no question. I mean, that's one you write up there, you draw up, and the shot that you all get is Shelvin Mack at the end of the game for the chance. Give me a break. Like, you got to do everything in your power not to make. And I know it's getting thin on bodies,
yep,
and who can take those shots, but come on, I need Mike and Mark taking that at some point. I mean, you have got to find a way to get that ball in their hands, let them take that shot, not Shelvin Mack down low trying to get it over, and what did it get? It got blocked. It was awful, 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 awful.
Yeah.
But the problems are bigger.
Oh, they are.
That the end of that call, I didn't understand it. That one's on JB. You want your coach to pull you through right there.
Yeah, and obviously that didn't happen. You're not supposed to win this game.
You're not supposed to win the next four.
Yeah, and that's the part where it's going to get dicey, because you've got the Rockets tonight, and then you've got Boston, Toronto.
And you need wins. You need wins to
Milwaukee
stay on 1-8.
In the next four. So, you know, that we keep talking about how you climb out of this, how you bring yourself out of this rut that they are inevitably in, and it's kind of hard to know how.
You know what's scary, though, for those of us that still believe best case is for this team is to stay out of that 1-8, because you know the top four right now, the Atlantas, the Chicago, you can't go catch them.
You can't.
There's no catching at least the top four. But the scary thing is, a team like Orlando, who you had banked on being one of those teams that would be worse than you and in through that 1-8 slot, so you could convey the pick to Boston, they've won two in a row. And they, like we talked about, they beat Houston, but they also just knocked off Boston. And, like, if those teams now are going to start, you know, getting wins, you tell me. I mean, I know the Grizzlies' schedule, you know, after the All-Star break gets a lot more manageable. And it's going to need to be, again, if this is the goal to convey the pick. But you tell me where the wins are right now with the way this team's playing. And if teams like Orlando are going to start picking up wins, you know, look at the way Dallas is playing.
Yep.
Doncic, man. I mean, you know, he is a show every night, and they're in games every night.
Yeah.
How many more teams? It gets a little scary after those first four bad teams, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8. Can you stay out of that? With the way this team's playing right now, it's hard to make a case that they definitely will. It just is hard.
And you know, if you'd only want to keep the pick if you can get into the top three. Like, you don't want to keep it and draft Rui Hachimura. That's not worth it, you know, because then you got to convey next year, the year after, whether the drafts will be better. You know, so we know what the goal is, and that's to say that, you know, the bottom eight.
Right.
Can they do it, though? I don't know.
So, I mean,
it's going to come down to the end of the season.
You just lost Dylan Brooks for the year. You add Kyle Anderson now to, we see, has an impact. There's no question about it. You could see it on the floor against Miami, who's out 2-4 now. And I know that was pretty good news with the way it looked like he got up and how he hobbled off. That's good news. That's just 2-4, but it's just one thing after another. And now, you know, with the Chandler Lawson stuff, Chandler Parsons, that stuff, him not being around, you don't have that option to throw in. They're just so low on bodies.
They would probably play Chandler Lawson.
I'm sure
right
they
now
will.
If they had him.
Well, and he'd get you some rebounds.
He
could do that.
He steps in immediately and gets some rebounds in the league, huh?
I suspect that Justin Holliday now goes into the starting lineup. I suspect.
What else could they do?
They don't have many other options.
I think Jermichael will start.
That's the other part about all the bad that's going on with this. He is playing really well right now.
Yeah.
Like, that dude is playing well. If you're another team.
Yeah, so it's a good time to deal him, you're saying?
I'm just saying, if you're another team, he's about the most attractive thing on the, you know, when
inspiring.
You take out the, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he is playing very well right now.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's getting overshadowed by bad basketball.
Yeah, Grizzlies play tonight against the Houston Rockets, who again will be out without Capella, Eric Gordon, and Chris Paul. So it's a little bit, actually a lot more winnable than it otherwise would have been. Yeah. So,
but they're desperate, too.
Correct. Houston. All right, we'll come back. Lee Ellis is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies, about Jaren Jackson Jr., about Chandler Parsons, all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're here with Dr. Keith Amadeo of Collierville Weight Loss. I guess there's no better time to get into weight loss and a healthier lifestyle than right now. Now's the time. Today's the day to jumpstart your world to a healthier you. And if you could encourage people, Dr. Keith, what would you say?
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue, low sex drive, clothes size just kept getting bigger. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss Center today at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company. GEICO, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound Law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day, we'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your B-A-C-K. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9, and as promised, his name is Lee Ellis. He's part of the starters on NBA TV and NBA.com. He's on Twitter, at Lee Ellis, and he joins us now. Lee, how are you?
Fine, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Pleasure.
Always glad to hear you. Lots to get through, obviously, around the NBA, but let's start here in Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies, it feels like almost maybe an exact repeat of last year. They start the year on fire. They're leading the Western Conference, and then for one reason or another, everything is falling apart at the seams, it feels like. What do you make of the Grizzlies right now, Lee?
I don't really know because, you know, Conley and Gasol are not injured like they were last year, or certainly Mike Conley was, and that sort of precipitated the fall. Then there was obviously the Coach Fizdale firing, and so the season kind of unraveled early on. But this season, things seem to be going pretty well. I mean, remember the Grizzlies were top of the, certainly top of the West there in November, and you thought, okay, maybe, you know, with Jaren Jackson there and a little bit more stability in JB Bickerstaff coaching and obviously Mike Conley and Gasol playing good basketball again, that maybe they're going to sort of turn things around and go back to that team they were known for, certainly 3 or 4 years ago, where you look on paper and you think, yeah, this team isn't that good, but they just know how to win and they know how to play defense and they know how to close out games. And that was happening, but the wheels have just fallen off again. And I mean, just looking back over their schedule there, their last win was somehow against the San Antonio Spurs of all teams who have been playing really good basketball lately. So that to me shows you that the Grizzlies are still a capable team, but there's obviously, you know, something else going wrong with this team, whether it's internally, and I know that the Chandler Parsons situation is there, but you can't really think that that's what's causing all this chaos within the team. So it's a crazy situation because I've talked on our show a lot coming into this season, particularly saying that, you know, I think it's time for Conley and Gasol to be moved and give them a chance to go and maybe play somewhere else and win somewhere else. But then I was eating my words earlier into the season, but now we're in that same sort of spot we were about a year ago, where you just look at this team and you just think it's such an uphill struggle for them now, I think, to get back into just to get into the playoffs to start with. And then once they get there, if they get there, it's tough to see them sort of being any more than sort of first-round fodder. So, and I'd like to see those guys, Conley and Gasol, on a playoff team and in a position where maybe they can make a difference, because unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen this season in Memphis for them.
Lee, you mentioned it. What did you make of that Chandler Parsons situation? Sort of, maybe which side of it did you come on down on? You know, Chandler sort of, you know, not, you know, refusing to take a G League assignment, or the Grizzlies' sort of refusal to, hey, you know, plug him into the main rotation, see if he can play. He's been banished now. They sure could use him with Kyle Anderson down and out for the next 2 to 4, and Dylan Brooks gone for the season. I guess most teams would just plug him right in with this mess. Whose side did you come down that Chandler fiasco?
Well, I think it's reasonable for the Grizzlies to say, go and get some reps in the G League first and mm-hmm. play a couple of games and show us that you are match ready and game ready, because we know that with any player who's missed significant time with an injury, that they all say that no matter how much you practice and no matter how much you get ready sort of in the gym, until you get on the court, there's no way of really knowing just sort of what shape you're in. And I think we're going to see something similar with DeMarcus Cousins for the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. Even though he hasn't played G League, he's been practicing sort of 5-on-5 with those guys. And Steve Kerr oddly said he's going to come back into the starting lineup straight away. But we'll wait and see. But the point being, I think Chandler Parsons is certainly not DeMarcus Cousins. He hasn't earned that sort of right to sort of say, you know, once I'm ready to go, I should go straight back into the team. And, you know, this contract that he's been there now, it's obviously been a disaster. He hasn't been able to stay on the court. He hasn't been able to be healthy. And even when he has played, he hasn't really been able to string together all that much success. So I think it was right for the Grizzlies to say, we just want to see you play. And once you show us that, and once you prove it to us, then there's no question they could use him out on the court and then he can go out there and perform. But for him to sort of turn around to the franchise and say, I'm not doing that, I think it's a little bit distasteful from him, because he's almost saying, you know, like, I'm better than that and I deserve better. But really, from what we've seen since he's been there in Memphis, and again, injuries happen. No one wants to get injured. No one hopes they get injured or anything like that. He just has to prove it, and he wasn't able to do that. And, you know, I think from what I'm hearing, I know it's not official yet, but I believe that the Grizzlies have said, you know, you're done with us. Now it's just a matter of facilitating his exit, which is, again, I mean, I don't know exactly how much interest there is out there on him. He's still got nearly $40 million on a contract that is just gargantuan. I mean, nothing's untradeable. We know that in the NBA. But the Grizzlies have also sort of said, we're not attaching any assets to that. So we'll take back some ugly contracts in return, mm-hmm. but we're not attaching a first-round pick, which is sometimes... I mean, that's what the Thunder had to do to get rid of Carmelo. They say, you know, we'll give you a first-round pick, but you take this contract off our books, and that's what the Hawks did. But it doesn't appear as though the Grizzlies are prepared to do that. So it's a bit of a sad end. And really, I mean, the question now going forward is how much of a future does Chandler have in the league at all?
Because, I know. Exactly.
You know, he's that type of player that at his best when he was there in Houston and even sort of at times in Dallas, you know, he's a big guy. He can hit the three-pointer. He can run the floor. But if he can't stay on the floor and, you know, and his body is just letting him down, then really I just don't think he's going to have a significant role on anything. I'm sure someone will take a flyer on him at some point, but it'll be a very, very limited sort of role and probably one of those contracts that's non-guaranteed. And mm-hmm. it's almost like just try him out and see what he's like. But a sad a sad sort of situation for a guy who definitely, I believe, in his early days in Houston, I think he was probably, you would say, he would have ended up an all-star at some point in his career, but that's certainly not the case anymore.
You know, you brought up something interesting, Leo, and you talked about, you know, moving Mark and moving Mike. I think, you know, in the more immediate term, moving Mark is far more likely for the Memphis Grizzlies. What have you made about his season, and what do you think a trade of Mark Gasol would command? Because I do wonder, you know, is he more valuable to the Grizzlies to keep than he would be to send away if he can't get a first round pick, you know, in return? What do you think the market would be for a guy like Marc Gasol?
Well, I think there'd be plenty of interest in him still, because even though he's probably not the same player he was a couple of years ago, we know he's still very smart defensively. He's very good on offense too. He knows how to facilitate the offense without necessarily scoring or shooting himself, but he's a good passer. Smart guy, sets the right screens, does all that stuff. And he has that three-point shot that he added, I guess, a couple of years ago when he started firing away on it. He's maintained a pretty consistent level of not only hitting those, but hitting them at a good rate. So he's shown, like Brook Lopez in Milwaukee, that he's adapted and become a modern big man who, you know, you can't leave him over the three-point line. And he's not the sort of guy who just sits there all day and fires away. He picks his spots, and he tends to take pretty good shots. So I think there's still a fairly good market for him. He's kind of got a reputation for being injury-prone, but really, if you look back over his career, he's played, you know, 70-plus games most seasons. He had that 1 year a couple of years ago, of course, where he missed a lot of time in Memphis. But, you know, last year, 73 games, and really he only missed those games at the end when the Grizzlies decided to throw the towel in. And he's been pretty resilient this year. So I think there is still a decent market for him. And I think, you know, I mean, I can't think of a team off the top of my head. But again, if you look at that sort of Brook Lopez situation, just a guy who's going to be out there, spread the floor, and then play defense, and not sort of be a guy who's going to clog up your offense because he doesn't have any versatility to his game. So I think teams will still like him. His contract, well, I can't quite remember how much is left on his contract right now. I think he's got a year to go.
Mm-hmm. Opt-in year at about $25 right. million, I think it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, that you know, you figure he's going to opt into that. I don't think he would he would sort of leave that money on the table and try his luck elsewhere. But, again, if you were to take him on this year, then you know that next year he's an expiring deal anyway, so that if things don't work out, you know, you've probably got a nice little trade chip then you can sort of further parlay into something else. I still think he's one of those guys like his brother Powell. I mean, obviously they're not quite as they were in their prime, but they're still just very valuable players, and they're smart players, and they know how to play the game, and they know how to do all the right things, which a lot of young teams you know, could value. I mean, let's say hypothetically, I'm not speculating here at all, but let's say someone like the Sacramento Kings, again a team that's on the up, it needs sort of another veteran around that team. They're talking about, you know, perhaps Zach Randolph or Enes Kanter there. I think, I mean, if you could get Marc Gasol instead of Enes Kanter, then you've got a guy who plays offense and defense and can just sort of help those younger guys along the way. I mean, that's the sort of situation that I think if you're the Kings, I mean, if you can get him for a fly, that's not going to really handcuff your salary cap going forward all that much, then maybe take a flyer on him. But you know, I'm just sort of, you know, riffing here. I'm not really thinking that the Kings would do that. But I just think for a team that feels that it's on the periphery, someone like Marc Gasol could really sort of take them over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And then last one on Grizzly, how much do you like from what you've seen out of Jaren Jackson Jr.?
He looks awesome. I mean, you know, we've talked about it on the show as well. I mean, if you look at the draft class of this year, obviously Luka Doncic is the player getting all the sort of accolades, mm-hmm. and rightly so. I mean, he's been incredible. But I think the Grizzlies nailed that pick. I mean, I think Jackson coming in there at number four was the right thing to do, and he showed that on this team. This is a good situation for a young guy like him, because if you go to you know, Los Angeles or New York, there's just so much more expectation on you, so much more media attention, that it's a little bit harder, I think, to grow and to work on your game. Whereas Jaren Jackson out there in Memphis, I mean, he's playing well. He's hitting the three-pointer. He's defending. He's obviously got a long way to go before he becomes a star player. But I think if you're the Grizzlies, you can certainly see the future is going to revolve around him largely, because he's just a very, very good player. and athletic. You know, he does all those right things, and he is learning from guys, you know, like Marc Gasol as well, which is great. So let's say, you know, if Marc is there for another couple of years, I think that can only be so beneficial for Jaren Jackson. And again, doing it all under the radar. I mean, he'll obviously be in the rookie All-Star game in Charlotte next month. But I think for the remainder of this season, if he can just sort of continue to be consistent and continue to work on his game, you know, the Grizzlies have got a keeper there, and they're someone they should be really happy with that they nailed that pick there, considering how deep this draft was. And if, again, they didn't have a chance for Doncic because he was off the board by then, so they're not like the Hawks or the Kings or the Suns who maybe kind of regretting not taking Doncic when he was available.
You mentioned Doncic, and he has been spectacular. Steve Kerr said last night that he thinks he's already an All-Star. Luka, I think three straight games with 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, first rookie to do that since 1997. Do you agree with Steve Kerr that Doncic is an All-Star?
Well, tongue-in-cheek, yes. And so what I mean by that is if you say he's an All-Star, then you have to sort of leave someone like a Damian Lillard off, which obviously I wouldn't do that. But there's a chance he gets in because of the way they pick the reserves. I mean, he may start. It's possible, though, I think unlikely, because he's already second in the West front court among the fan votes, but that only counts for 50%. Mm-hmm. Still got to get the media and the players vote there. So I think he probably just misses out because players will tend to look at other guys who have been there, you know, again, like a Lillard, like a Westbrook, who probably are a little more, you know, there's a little bit more respect there for those guys, knowing that Doncic might just fall in by the coach of reserves vote anyway. But that, it's weird because they've listed him as a front court player, but I think he tends to play more sort of, you know, as a point, well, you know, as a back court player. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a bit of a gray area there. But I think if you base it purely on the numbers that he's put up and the impact he's had on his team, he's certainly in contention and as good as anybody else out there in the West who's deserving of a spot. It's just what happens is obviously the coaches look around and they sort of tend to give it to guys who have been there and proven it a little more, knowing that Doncic is a near lock to make it probably for the next 10 years if he doesn't make it this year. So I would love to see him in it. I mean, I think he's deserving just on the way that he's played and the way that he's lived up to the hype coming out of Europe. I mean, a 19-year-old kid doing this is just incredible. And he's been so much fun to watch. And he's hit clutch shots. And he's been the Mavs' best player. And, you know, that's incredible knowing that, as I said earlier, three teams had a chance to take him. And the Hawks, you know, the Hawks did take him and they turned him into a Trae Young and another first-round pick for next season. But I think if you could do the draft again, I think he wouldn't even get past Phoenix at number one.
I know, to your point, I mean, he's doing the book is out on him now, and he's still doing this as a 19-year-old. He's still beating teams as the main guy. It's amazing, especially at that age. Well, you mentioned Golden State and DeMarcus and Steve Kerr saying he's going to plug him right in. Do you think once they've got him, do you put him right there at the top, or do you think a deep team like Toronto with a star like Kawhi could unseat them?
Well, no, I still have the Warriors because they've been there and they've proven it mm-hmm. now for the last, 4 years, really. Obviously, they lost in 2016 in that crazy final there to LeBron and the Cavs. But to me, it's like the Bulls back in the 90s or even the Lakers at the start of this century, you know, even the Heat with LeBron. The team that's been there, you just sort of feel, unless it was another team that had actually beaten them and had success against them, it's really, really hard to see anyone knocking off the Warriors 4 times in 7 games. So they certainly haven't been as dominant this year, Golden State, as we've seen in years gone by. But I think if you actually think about that 2016 season, the 73-9, I think they realized that it doesn't matter how many games you win in the regular season. Yeah, they didn't win the championship, so that 73-9 season now doesn't count for anything. And we saw last year as well, the Warriors, they don't need to be playing their best basketball right now. They know that when April comes and middle of April and everyone's played 82 games, they're looking to play another 20, 25 games, and so that's when they want to peak, and they've done that the last couple of years. They've just paced themselves so much better that when it comes to June and the finals time, they look like, they're just they're ready to go, and everyone's looking great. And with DeMarcus coming in there, I think obviously he's a great player. We know he's an all-star, an all-NBA caliber player, but he hasn't played for 12 months, so it's going to take a little bit of time for him to find his rhythm again. But I don't really think Steve Kerr's going to change the offense all that much around. I mean, when you've got Steph and Clay and Kevin Durant, you know, you're not taking shots away from those guys to give it to a guy to see if he can score when you know he can. So I wouldn't be surprised. As I said, Steve Kerr said he's going to slot him into that starting lineup, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see DeMarcus play a little bit more heavier minutes with that second unit where he can get a few more shots and get a few more looks and see what he's like there. Because, again, in that opening lineup in that first 5 minutes, I mean, we know the Warriors, the way they play, they just start firing away from the perimeter, and I really don't think that's going to change. And you know, the funny thing as well with the Warriors, like JaVale McGee, the last 2 years, I know he's been a bit of a joke throughout his career and a bit of a laughing stock, but he was actually really solid in
effective.
That role.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and Zaza Pachulia as well. Certainly not star players, but Steve Kerr got them to play a role, whether it was like setting screens if you're Zaza, or just catching those lobs if you're JaVale, or just finishing around the rim and blocking shots. And so DeMarcus is obviously more talented than those guys, but what he's going to be asked to do is probably not all that much different, certainly in those first 5 to 10 games, where it's like, just get a feel for it again and do some team things. And if you can show that you can do those things and stay on the floor, then there's more likely a chance you're going to get a few more looks in offense for yourself.
No doubt. Lee, this was great as
Thank
always,
you for
man.
This,
we
man.
Appreciate the time.
Great stuff.
No worries, guys. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. He is Lee Ellis, part of the starters on NBA TV. One of our favorites for sure to talk to. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know it. New money, new year.
We're the Money Trio.
Coming up at 2 p.m., we are all for that cash. New money, new year. Get the code weekdays at the top of the hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Text that code to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. And you could get paid a grand. New money in the new year. You know where the dollar's at. At the top of every hour weekdays, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin. You guys know sports is what I do. So if sports is what you do too, I got the perfect spot for you to go to. And that's the Blue Monkey. It's a great place to catch whatever game happens to be on TV. And it's also a great spot for comfort food, like the hot wing rolls. It's a delicacy. They will not disappoint. Also, it's a fantastic burger spot. In addition to burgers, you got to try the Beef Eater. It's a thinly sliced, slow-roasted prime beef with melted Swiss on a Parmesan-crusted sourdough bun with tiger sauce. And the Prime Philly is from the same slow-roast prime rib Philly style with peppers, onions, and Swiss on a hoagie served with au jus. If you want something a little lighter, the Grilled Chicken Club is amazing. It's fully dressed with bacon, cheddar, and jack cheeses, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard served on a sesame seed bun or croissant. Tons of options. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Great on Saturday, the Pistol and the Queen.
All right, guys. New Year's resolutions are hard. We all make them. Most of the time, we all fail to hit them, but we try. Tell you what, though, getting an amazing deal during the Xfinity New Year New Deal, that is easy. So now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV and Internet for just $35 each month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. With download speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, you'll get Starz and Showtime included for an entire year. With Xfinity, you can use the X1 voice remote to quickly find and watch your favorite shows on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and more. And you can watch the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet. The sale ends February 3rd, so get on it. Learn more about the Xfinity New Year New Deal today. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. It requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment tax and fees, including BTB and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement term and premium promo, regular rates do apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming membership required.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. We hope that you and your family have a wonderful year this year. And we wanted to remind you that if you need us, we are there for you for any of your plumbing, HVAC, air duct cleaning, insulation, or whole home generator needs. Right now, Choate's is still offering its $60 furnace tune-up and its $99 drain cleaning specials. We also have very competitive financing options with Carrier Gas furnaces starting at under $50 a month, tankless water heaters starting at under $8 a month. And select Carrier HVAC systems with 60 months no interest financing available too. Call today to take advantage of these specials at 347-8086 or visit our website at ChotesHVAC.com and turn to the experts with Chotes and let our family serve your family.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Wing Guru is now open inside FedEx Forum for all events and has quickly become the talk of the building because people can tell the difference in something freshly made versus something frozen out of a bag. We're talking about a place that's ranked as the sixth best wing joint in the entire country, about a place that has award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Honey Gold, Spicy Taco, and Nashville Hot. We're talking about a place that fries its wings in premium oils, which is a difference you can taste. It really is terrific, which is why Wing Guru is growing by the day, and as a result, they need employees for all three locations right now, and they're offering scholarship assistance for juniors and seniors in high school or young adults wanting to go back to school. One Wing Guru location, that's on Mount Moriah. Another's in Bartlett on Stage Road, and the newest, again, inside FedEx Forum. You can apply in person at any of those locations or online at thewingguru.com. And if you're ever at home craving wings, understand that the Wing Guru is now delivering via DoorDash. You can order for delivery at thewingguru.com or place an order for pickup in store. That's the Wing Guru here in Memphis on the web, thewingguru.com.
Landers Auto Sales get a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. For example, like the Jeep Wrangler, that's exactly what I'm in. I love it. You'll love it, too. Whether you're looking for something like that or a small SUV, large SUV, compact car, or luxury car, everything's out there waiting on your price, starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know, and they're going to go find it for you. Most importantly, again, they got lots of goals. Their number one goal is simple. That's to ensure that you are completely satisfied as the customer. So go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Men, are you noticing your hair is getting thinner? How about a receding hairline? Are you beginning to get concerned? Would you like to be able to fix it once and for all? We offer Almi, an amazing technique. No downtime, no sedation, no discomfort. We use your own body fat, stem cells, and PRP to regenerate your own hair growth once and for all. Visit SneedMediSpa.com for more information. That's SneedMediSpa.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis and now also in Germantown is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring. And if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands. And if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got two locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web. PlatinumJewelers.com.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit OrionFCU.com to learn more.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. You guys know they're the official realtor of your Memphis Grizzlies. They're the official realtor of the J&J Show. They're my realtor. Got me out of my old home. Got me into a new home. And I can vouch. You know, it's pretty magical. Because I thought it'd be hard work to sell my house. Never thought I'd be able to sell it. They took 6 days. Took them 6 days to sell a house I thought I'd never be able to do. That's how hard they work. No gimmicks or tricks, right, John Martin? All they do is grind.
That's all they do. They do things differently over there at the Live Love Memphis Group. They offer a ton of extras that they don't feel are extra at all, and they don't charge extra for those extras. And that's why, at least a small part of why, they've sold over 1,100 homes in 10 years. And trust us when we tell you, they are just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days. Let yours be next.
If you've got a home that's been on the market for weeks, maybe even months. Hard to believe in this market, right? Things are getting snapped up. You need to change realtors. The website's livelovememphis.com. I suggest you get there. The phone number, if you want to call it, I suggest you do is 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The person to call is Jennifer Carstensen. She'll get that home sold for you, the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks again to Lee Ellis for joining us in that last segment. But it's that time. What are Jason and John checking out tonight?
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
For me, it's Big Monday over on ESPN. Now, the first one I'm not as into. Number one, Duke is hosting Syracuse, but it is the nightcap. Texas traveling to Kansas. Kansas team that right now we know is being led by a couple of Memphians. And they've got more than just a couple. They've got KJ Lawson on that team, too. But two leading scorers are guys we know. Dedrick Lawson, we talked to his father last week. I just thought this was interesting. He's averaging 19.3 points and 10.8 rebounds per game for Kansas. Do you remember what he averaged last year, his last year at Memphis? It was almost identical.
Yep.
19.2 points. Again, they're separated by a tenth of a point in what he averaged here and there, and 9.9 rebounds per game. Now, not quite as many rebounds, but he's been putting up big numbers at Kansas. Remember, that is why Keelan Lawson told us, I wrote about it, he sent Dedrick to Kansas. It was, if you can average the double-double that you did at Memphis in the Big 12, that's what the NBA folks were telling that family, he's going to get drafted. Well, Dedrick Lawson is doing it. That second leading scorer on that team is one we know as well, averaging 14.8 points per game, LeGerald Vick in his final season. Kansas doing it with Memphis guys up against Texas tonight. That'll be a win. I think they're 6.5-point favorites.
Y'all know I'm going to Monday Night Raw tonight, so the buildup, we've been leading to this point. You know, I've been watching wrestling like crazy lately. It's been the only thing I've been talking about on this segment of the show.
That's it.
So going tonight, looking forward to seeing my guy Elias in person. But that's not what I wanted to make for my checkout time. Last night was the premiere of True Detective Season 3 on HBO.
Oh, yes, you've been talking about this.
And for anyone familiar, this season, Mahershala Ali stars in it. This season pays homage, or I don't even know if it pays homage, but it clearly draws inspiration from the West Memphis 3 case. So if you're familiar with that, I think you should watch this show. It's really good. It's going to be better than season 2,
well,
for sure.
That's because season 2 was literally the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, it's going to be better.
Season 2 was bad. Who was in that one? Was it Colin Farrell in that one? Season 2? I want to say Colin Farrell was in it.
Yeah.
I can't remember who
Not
the other.
Not Colin Farrell. No, that's right.
Yeah, I think it was Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
All right, Listen, True Detective was a weird-ass show.
Yeah, the first season just weirded me out. I couldn't stay with it.
They started off really well last night. They aired 2 episodes. It's really good. Watch it.
Okay, so True Detective. Yeah, go check it out on.
Tell Elias, I said, what's up, BD?
Now, I'll tell you this. I want to make this very clear. I'm not checking this out willingly tonight, but I will be checking it out nonetheless. I will be checking out episode 2 of The Bachelor, who, of course, my wife loves the damn show.
Oh.
And, you know, it's a former Raider. The guy is a former Raider, Colton Underwood. And he's a virgin, so that's interesting. Anyway, I'll be watching that tonight. Maybe he loses his virginity. Who knows? The Bachelor tonight on ABC is
going to
be checking out tonight. It's going to do it for us today. As always, Jason and John are always presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guest today, Elias, of course. Monday Night Raw's in town. Get your tickets. Jason Fitz and Lee Ellis. Aircast signs up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of the Jason and John Show, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
I took control.
I took control at scoresense.com.
ScoreSense gives me my complete credit picture in just seconds. Not one, but 3 credit scores from all 3 credit bureaus.
Best of all, ScoreSense alerts me to suspicious credit activities
and possible identity theft. Should my identity get stolen, they'll cover me up to $1 million. How great is that?
So what are you waiting for?
Go to scoresense.com today and take control.
Scoresense.com, helping you protect and make sense of your credit.
Better Business Bureau accredited.
Pro football is back in the city of Memphis. Hall of Famer Mike Singletary leads the Memphis Express in its inaugural season in the Alliance of American Football. Experience 11-on-11 professional football like never before inside the Liberty Bowl Stadium. Single game and season tickets are on sale now. For as low as $20 per seat, you can be a part of bringing a football championship to the city. Visit AAF.com today to get on board with the Express. That's AAF.com.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino.